You're listening to Pastor Stephen G. Lightfoot's podcast, Sermons and Homilies by the Reverend Stephen G. Lightfoot. Pastor Stephen is an ordained elder in the Global Methodist Church and serves as senior pastor to First Methodist Church Splendora and Shepherd Methodist Church in Southeast Texas. Here is today's episode. So here we are on Ash Wednesday, the beginning of the Lenten season. Very soon, sooner than you think, we will be in Holy Week and all that that brings with it. Palm Sunday, Easter Sunday. There's much to do to get ready. Now, we're just coming out of the season of Epiphany. I hope your journey during Epiphany has been fruitful and productive. It's hard to believe, but we're in March. We've been at it for a couple of months now, and the season of Epiphany is coming to an end tonight, and the Lenten season is beginning. So I hope that you've made some time in your busy schedule ahead to pause for a few moments for prayer and reflection and introspection. Epiphany has been a season of questions. Lent is a season of deeper questions. As we journeyed together through the season of Epiphany, what have you learned about who God is? What have you learned about who Jesus is? What have you learned about who you are when you abide in Jesus? Has that time been at all revealing to you? Have you discovered anything about how you fit into what God is doing in the world? Have you discovered what Jesus was asking of you when he told you to pick up your own cross and to follow him? Have you figured out that the only way to reach that destination where you end up in the eternal presence of God is to believe on Jesus Christ crucified and resurrected? There's so many questions that we've been contemplating these many weeks, and now we get to the Lenten season and we journey together through that and all the important questions that most people out there beyond those doors never ever pause for a moment to consider. And yet they are the questions that determine their eternity. It's in this context that I want us to journey together for a time. I want us to look at the Old Testament psalm that Gary just read for us, the psalm that David wrote, Psalm 51, a psalm where David laments and reflects on his own sinful nature, the same sinful human nature that you and I struggle with and will continue to struggle with until one day we reach entire sanctification and ultimately glory as we are with Christ forever. So, if you haven't figured it out yet, what have we been doing this for a little over a decade now together? Lent is the time to do the soul searching and the heart surgery to prepare you for the cross. David in Psalm 51 says, "Against you and you alone, O God, have I sinned." During our reflection, do we realize what exactly are our transgressions? Do we understand the magnitude of our sin? Do we truly get that our God is a perfect, just, and holy God who can't abide anything that is contrary to his nature? Do we fully understand and appreciate the wrath that is due us? And do we understand and appreciate this lavish, abundant, extravagant grace that God extends to us by having his one and only Son go to the cross for you and for me? Do we understand the depth of the wickedness of our own human heart? We like to think we're good people, but Scripture's very clear. There are none good. No, not even one. Do we understand the depth of the wickedness of our heart and the extreme measures that God is taking to reconcile you and me back to him? Do we get just how badly we need, each of us, a personal Savior? This is what the Lenten season is designed, ordained by God to do, to get you to ask the important eternal questions. David laments in Psalm 51, "Hide your face from my sins, O God. Wipe away all my transgressions." In other words, please don't look at how wicked I am, God. And yet God sees and knows all. There's no hiding from God. Which brings us to an important question that impacts our eternity. Have you asked your Father in heaven for forgiveness? Have you asked? Yeah, you have not because you asked not. Have you asked your Father in heaven for his forgiveness? Have you expressed any gratitude at all for the amazing grace, that wonderful free gift that he has given to you in providing the way to get back to him, to get back in his good graces? David says, "Wash me white as snow, O God, and I will be made whole." In other words, I can't do this on my own. You have to provide the soap and the scrub brush, O God. You wash me and I will be made clean and whole. David's pleading with God in his prayer. Have you acknowledged it all this season, the sacrifice of Jesus on the cross, his death and resurrection, and the fact that through that sacrifice, you now have the ability to take part in the resurrection? You see, he took upon himself your sin, my sin, the sin of all of humankind, and in exchange gave to you and to me and any that call on him as Lord and Savior, he gave us in exchange for that sin righteousness. Scripture calls it the very righteousness of God. David prays, "Create in me a clean heart, O God." I can't do enough heart surgery on my own. All I can do is make sure that it's laid bare and open so that Christ can do the surgery that is required. Have you considered the grace and the mercy of God who gave his Son, his one and only begotten Son, so that you would not perish, but instead have eternal life? And in so choosing Christ, He transforms you into a new creation. He transforms your heart. He renews your mind. He puts into you a right spirit and makes you holy, holy. W-H-O-L-L-Y, H-O-L-Y. Completely holy. Completely and eternally acceptable to God. This is the hope that we have in Jesus. This is the hope that we have in the resurrection. This is the hope that we have through the power of the Holy Spirit, that He who began a good work in us will be faithful to complete it. What a magnificent plan He designed for us, that we would be justified through Christ. And then through justification, we would set out on that journey, this life that we're living now, becoming sanctified, that is becoming more and more like Christ. And that having been sanctified in Christ, we would then be glorified and spend our eternity in the presence of God. Jesus tells us, because a lot of people want to know. A lot of people ask the question, especially during Lent, what does it mean to have eternal life? And Jesus answers it. He says, this is eternal life, that they would know God and His Son who He sent. Eternal life is knowing God and Jesus Christ, His Son, who He sent. It's not rocket science. He spells it out. One final question as this Lenten journey begins. Are you willing to let this journey bring you closer to knowing God more, to knowing Christ more deeply? If you're willing, this journey, this Lenten season, will be fruitful. You'll see results in your own life, in your own faith walk. Now, if you're not willing, then perhaps a deeper examination within is warranted. What's holding you back? Now, there's still time to take the first step. But I wouldn't wait too long. And that's why we have to remember on this Ash Wednesday. Remember that you are dust, and to dust you will return. Ashes to ashes, dust to dust. See, the time is at hand. Now is the time. As Scripture says, the night is far gone, and the light of a new dawn is coming soon. We don't have forever to decide about forever. In the name of the Father, and the Son, and the Holy Spirit. Amen. Thank you for listening to today's podcast. Come back again next week for a new message. And until then, may God bless you and keep you.